Chapter 3. John walked along a corridor. Tap, 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 tap. He thought about Mary. Another corridor. Tap, tap, tap.
Twang, twang.
Tap. He didn't hear the sound of his feet, and he didn't hear the echo. He thought, why isn't Mary at work? Is she ill? Was there an accident? The next morning, Mary didn't come to school. John asked Mr. Clark about Mary, but again he was very rude, and again he called him Jim. Where's Mary, Mr. Clark?
I don't know, Jim. Go and do some work.
John returned to his house unhappy. He didn't sleep and he didn't eat. The next day, John telephoned the school and asked to speak to Mary. She wasn't at school. John was very worried. In the evening, he went to work. But when he got to school, he found another problem. There was a man in his office, a man he didn't know. The man had the same uniform as John.
Who are you?
I'm the new security guard. You can't come in. The headmaster wants to see you.
John went to the headmaster's office and sat down. The headmaster wasn't there, but there was a letter for John on the table. John opened the letter and read it.
Dear John, we have to make some changes at the school. Now there isn't a job for you. Yours sincerely, Alan Clark, Headmaster.
John didn't understand. What can I do? He thought. He went to his house and thought about the problem all night. Finally, he decided, I'm not at school and Mary's not at school. There's a connection. I have to find Mary. But John knew nothing about Mary. All he knew was her name and her job. Very early the next morning, he went to the school. He saw the same security guard at the front entrance.
Do you know anything about Mary?
No. Now please leave.